Beauty News family, welcome to Beauty News. Today we're talking about new stuff. This is the 4th of May edition.
It is indeed.
Welcome to almost halfway through the year.
That is crazy and it's creeped me out. Also, if you didn't see, we did give an update to the Mirroness drama that we had nearly a year ago now. So we decided to give an update via podcast form. So if you haven't seen our podcast page, we'll link it down below. Not only this episode that we put the audio up so you can listen to it if you want, but also our chat about what's happened since our last Mirroness sort of Mirroness versus Beauty News video that a lot of people want to know what happened after that. So we put it up in a podcast form.
We did. We want to start with a little shout out to our friend.
Yes, we do.
So our friend Tanya, also known as Tanya MUA.
Yeah, if you like makeup artists on Instagram, you might be familiar with her.
Yes.
What did she do?
She released a line of highlighters.
I know, good on her.
I know.
And she is well known for highlighters, so
she
it makes
is.
Sense.
Yes, yes.
But the brand is Charabella, or I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. Charabella.
Yeah, I think so.
But these are glow powders and there's four shades. You get 5 mils in each, not 5 mils, five grams. Get your shit together, cat. And there's four shades. So these are nice and compact. The packaging's super cute. And Tanya was saying that these are sort of designed so they're easy to, like, travel with or put in your makeup bag. I'm wearing one of them today. They're
got
really, really pretty.
Got a little mirror in there.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's nice,
I like
sturdy
it.
Packaging.
It's really sturdy packaging. And also I like it because it's not fingerprinty.
Yeah. Mm. So, we're giving her a shout out because we love Tanya and we're very proud of her for bringing out the brand. So
it's kind of nice to be able to support your friends. Like, shout out your friends and it's totally relevant to what we do. So
True.
I like it.
So thank you, Tanya, for sending us these.
Thank you.
Yeah, check her out.
Good luck. Godspeed, girl.
I know. Sell those highlighters.
Yes. Make that coin.
Yep. All right, we're taking it from the top. We're starting with A because everything this week is not super inspiring.
Yeah.
We're talking about no updates. Updates will be on Monday. So you wait. Mm-hmm. You wait.
Bare Minerals, they've released some new stuff. We've got some new Gen Nude 6-Pan palettes. So they've got the shades Rose, Latte, Neutral, and Copper. They all look, I don't know, pretty similar. I reckon Latte, Neutral, and Copper, they all look pretty similar.
I reckon Neutral and Rose look the most similar, to be honest. I don't think, one looks just like a cooler version of the other. Look, historically, I love Bare Minerals eyeshadows and I want to support things they do. This does fit in with their Gen Nude collections. They've got the lip products, they've got the blushes, so they've got an extensive range of lip products in all different finishes. So I understand this, it makes sense, and it looks like they're probably trying to maybe replace the old form of compact little mini
the little quads
and also the little 6-pan ones. I think so. They're doing something different. And we've spoken about this. Well, I think that, sometimes these are the safer bets for brands. These are the things that people go, okay, I'll take this traveling. And these might be really nice traveling, but I do think that there probably needs to be more variety. But if they nail the quality, which I know they can do, these might actually be quite nice. Boring, but quite nice.
Yeah, I think these would be great little travel palettes for people who like nude. Like, I would buy one of these if I was going traveling for a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'd buy one to take with me because Bare Minerals do pressed eyeshadows really fucking well.
Yeah, when they do them well, they're my favorite eyeshadows.
But it's just, for me, they're all just like they're nudes.
Yeah,
it's,
we've got them all time and time again.
There's also an eyeshadow plus primer. I'm not too sure what's up with that.
I would assume, based on the eyeshadow plus primer, that they're saying that you can wear it on its own. As a primer.
Yeah. There's a Brow Master Sculpting Pencil, Cleansing Water, and a Volume Mineral Based Mascara.
And a micro liner.
Yeah.
It's stuff. Okay, we lied, sort of. Here's sort of an update from Besame. their Avengers Infinity War collections are up for pre-sale. And I know a lot of people are buying them. So if you want them, hopefully you've already bought yours.
Yeah.
But you can see the packs here in nicer photos.
The eyeshadows are $37.50 and the lip glosses are $34.80.
Which is really reasonable.
It's not bad.
Well, if you look at like other eyeshadow brands, even something like Sugarpill, like how much is one of their eyeshadows? Okay. So yeah, I just double checked. Sugarpill eyeshadows are $16 US each. So if you wanted bright single eyeshadows, my money would be on Besame.
Yeah, I agree. Ciate has shown a sneak peek of a lipstick launching in October. They're glitter lipsticks.
That's bad marketing. That looks like it's gone moldy.
It does. So many people were saying that. Yeah, this is not...
No.
This is just another way to sort of perpetuate the metallic lip trend, and I personally really dislike it, so this is not getting my money. It's not happening.
Shame. It's,
CoverFX, they've got two new setting sprays. So there's a dewy setting spray and a high-performance setting spray. The high-performance one is supposed to offer 16 hours of wear and next-level... next level pollution protection. There we go.
Quick drying, weightless, and alcohol free. So they're not bad. Mm. Like, if it does offer 16 hours of wear, I don't hate it.
All right. We've got a little Deciem update here. So they are leaving Sephora due to payment issues, but they'll be launching online and in stores with Ulta and Douglas imminently.
Yeah. So if you missed seeing, say, The Ordinary or something like that, you'll probably be able to just go somewhere else to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I probably think it depends on the brand. I think The Ordinary probably suits something like Ulta a bit better, something like NIOD or some of those more expensive skincare ranges sort of suit Sephora. But I don't know. I'm finding it really hard to support Deciem these days with Brandon behind the wheel of their social media.
I don't pay attention really to what's happening because
I'll update you behind the scenes.
Yeah, I've been reading some stuff, but I think like he's probably going through some stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, it's none of my fucking business.
But he's making it your business, and that's the difference.
Yeah, like, but that's why I don't like, you know, I don't think that he should be running the social media. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if he's going through some stuff or if he's just overtly eccentric.
Either way, though, he shouldn't be running their marketing.
Well, he did send an email saying that he was gonna, like, he was leaving the brand. So yeah. I don't know. Okay, next up we have some stuff from Dior. So they're showing some new mascara colours, which is cool, and also liners. These liners look really nice. I'm excited.
I like the colours
that
they chose. I also love the way they marketed them. Like, the image is like OTT, but it looks really cool and graphic and well done.
Yeah, it does. It's really cool.
If their liners are that bold, I'm keen.
Yeah.
I'm keen for them.
So they've got the on-stage liners, and it looks like there's 8 shades.
Mm-hmm.
So the mascara is called Pump and Volume, and it looks like they are adding 4 colourful shades to the range. And there's also a black one that's already in the range, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, I think these are those ones, and there's a few brands that are doing them where you squish the packaging so you can coat the brush and you actually use all the product that's around the edge. I don't know, I'm kind of interested.
Dolce and Gabbana have released a new tinted moisturizer called On the Glow Millennial Skin. It's an SPF 30 product.
So it's inspired by the quick lifestyle of the millennial generation. Too bad the millennial generation can't afford Dolce and Gabbana. Along with houses. But I think this is weird. It's a weird avenue for Dolce & Gabbana.
I know how to break into the millennial market. Call it Millennial Skin!
Yeah. they'll buy it. Trust me. Look, they go traveling and they spend all their money in avocado and they can't buy houses, but they'll definitely buy this.
Dolce & Gabbana. Oh, absolutely.
God.
Someone did mention in the group, and I thought it was really, really funny and clever. She was like, this is for us old ladies who want millennial skin.
Correct. That's what I. That's why it's like inspired by. So it's like, it's not for.
You look at this picture and you're like, ooh, this will make me 20 years younger. Nope.
All right. Essence are bringing out new brow products.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really want to see how many applications in this brow marker.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. So it's like an old school stationary highlighter.
Yeah.
But you can put on your brows. There's also brow gel, brow pencils, different types of brow pencils.
Yes. This one down here is kind of weird. It's a super last and there's like a fine tip applicator, which is cool. And then there's something on the end, and I think it might be like a
smudger.
I actually think it might be, you know, those eyeliners that have like the three prongs.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be designed to like mimic hairs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, we found another photo, and it definitely looks like it's a little plastic prong thing. So possibly you can just put it on and then sort of like, yeah, brush it through.
Yeah.
Interesting. But it looks like these are coming in maybe only two, maximum three shades.
Okay.
And these are eyebrow pomade pencils.
Wow. I think I've got to try this.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
That's kind of cool. That'd be a really soft formula then, you would expect.
Yeah, and that's probably why they've got a little prong to that's add some definition. Cool. The other eyebrow designer pencils, so the more true firmer pencils, they've added, or they've got gray chocolate and looks like a caramelly color as well. So gray, interesting. You don't see that often.
No, but hey, there are people out there, especially people with blonde brows, sometimes you want like a gray tint, or if you've got straight up gray hair.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so Glam Masters has thrown us in the deep end with a whole new generation of influencers who are now going to end up collabing. So hold on to your horses. You're going to expect to be inundated with this over the next, I don't know, probably the rest
until
of the year.
Until next season.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Glamzilla has shown a sneak peek of, it says liquid lipstick. She's got two swatches and showing one lip application. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's one or multiple.
Mm-hmm.
But the caption is, sneak peek, new collaboration, Glamzilla x someone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because clearly she's shown that it's going to be, it's a collaboration with the brand, yeah, but we just don't know what brand yet.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right, this is news that we sort of missed and/or ignored, but we're, you know, righting our wrongs. Mm-hmm. So this is Hourglass. They've brought out a new veil setting powder. So the custom cap with a gold sifter dispenses a perfect amount of silky, weightless, invisible powder without creating a mess. Their claims are kind of interesting. So it says that it's infused with diamond powder for the most refined light refraction without any flashback. It instantly blurs imperfections for an effortlessly smooth skin. So it sounds really cool. I feel like the diamond part is just a way, and the gold sifter is a way for them to jack up the price.
Is that gold sifter going to be gold plated like that lash
mascara thing?
Because, why?
So this is actually surprisingly not as expensive as I thought. It's $46 for 10.5 grams of product.
Good.
It's not too bad. If it's a nice quality translucent setting powder, I'm all open to it. It is a bit of a bougie claim, but there's always room in the market for a decent translucent setting powder. So
absolutely,
if you do like Hourglass powders, this might be one you want to check out. It's already available in Sephora US.
I would be interested in trying this.
Yeah,
I like their ambient lighting powders, but I'd love to try one that's, they're not super sparkly, but I'd like to try one that's like this.
Yeah, I would like to try one that's designed for setting your makeup and not illuminating your makeup.
Yep.
Because I don't, I like the consistency of their powders, but they don't work on my skin.
Yep. Okay, Huda Beauty has, she was asked if she was releasing contacts anytime soon, and she said she's still working on perfecting them, hopefully this year.
Along with her fake, temporary piercings.
Yeah, I won't ever be, but I don't know, contacts, you're about to stick something in your eyeball.
It's a big business, though.
Yeah.
It's a big business.
I think I'd
not
prefer
for me.
I think if I wanted, coloured contacts or something like that, I'd go to an optometrist and sort it out, because I want to make sure I'm not sending myself blind.
That's a smart move. Also, I actually have a little bit of, a fear of people that wear coloured contacts.
Oh, really?
Because I just look at them, they're like, their eyes are so unnatural. And, I think it was, X-Files when people,
have,
but you
can also see them.
They
feel
creep me out.
I've got a phobia.
There's
actually been a few times where I've, been talking to people and I'm like, your eyes are such an unusual colour. And as they...
Tag?
Oh, well. As they're, talking to you... You'll notice the edge of it.
It creeps me out.
I don't
know. I think I'm one of those people that have weird eyes.
A bit of thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It creeps me out. I can't take it seriously.
Can't deal with it.
No.
Ella Masca is releasing some skin-based concealer pens.
Mm.
So they're going to have 7 shades and 22 pounds.
They look very grey toned.
They do, don't they?
I don't mind the applicator. It looks interesting.
I kind of like the applicator. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not designed to be, smoothed on or buffed into the skin, but I kind of like it.
Mm.
It looks visually appealing to me.
Yeah. All right, we've got some news from Jouer. They're bringing out something sparkly. Sparkly. So it looks like they're just creating a new eyeshadow palette. With very sparkly shades. They look like they're pressed glitters.
Yeah.
Almost.
Why are they scraping them out of one thing?
I don't know. It was on the creator's Instagram stories.
Oh, okay.
Hope
they're not someone else's product.
Yeah, it's just taking Urban Decay and pressing it. Oh god, that'd be so funny. Oh shit.
Oh goodness.
God. Kill me.
Oh goodness. No, they're obviously doing something. They're probably, I don't know, playing around with stuff for shits and gigs.
Alright, we got some news from KK Beauty, besides the fact that her perfume's released. She's showing some highlighters that are coming soon.
Mm.
So you can see just a range of different tones. There's more bronzy ones, there's more pinky ones, and some lighter sort of silvery ones. So
cool.
There we go. Hey guys, it's Kat here, just editing. I thought I'd add in some new news because this has just released, so I didn't want to hold it until next week. Kylie Cosmetics has released a new palette. It's called the Bronze Extended Palette. It's $45, currently available, 12 shades, and it's sort of like an extended version of the first palette she brought out, which was the bronze palette. It was one of those square palettes with 9 shades, whereas this one has taken some of those shades, but also added in 5 new shades. So you can see the swatches of the new shades on the screen, but that's already released, and if you wanted it, go get it.
Also,
Linda Hallberg Cosmetics has released a new oil.
Mm.
So this is the Blossom Oil. It's a multi-use oil for your lips, nails, and cheeks. So what they mean by that is you can put it on dry lips or your cuticles or nails to sort of hydrate them. Or you can also use it as an oil on top of your lipstick or whatever product you're wearing on your lips or your cheeks to add a gloss.
Okay.
So that's why they're saying lips, nails, cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
It is vegan, cruelty-free, multifunctional. The bottle looks fantastic.
Looks sick.
But then when you see an actual photo of someone's bottle, you're like, it's not as cool.
Oh, really? So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look as epic, but who knows? But this is
the magic of marketing
images. Photos. It's true. Also, you can see here, so in this video that will be playing over us talking, she's showing the bottle. It's very small. It's got a rollable applicator.
Yeah.
And you can see it over also over the top of her multi-purpose red pencil. So it does give a nice gloss. I don't think it will last that long, but it's a small bottle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be aware that it's a small bottle.
Cool.
All right. We've also got sneak peeks of Max Summer 2018 releases.
Mm.
Now, this we don't know too much about, so this would be something that we constantly update you on in updates. But it looks like there's a sort of metallic packaging sort of range. Yeah, it looks like
that aquatic collection without the water drops on
it. Yeah, well, it looks like this Update Go, MAC Update Go Summer 2018. Like, that's got that kind of shiny, sort of deep but slight
neon-ish, reflective
colour kind of look. And it sort of looks like it goes with these compacts and the lids of these bottles.
And but then they've got, like...
Yeah, like a sprinkle. Like a sprinkle collection.
All right, so they've got a couple of things.
Yeah, and this one looks like it's called Oh Sweetie, and these are lip glosses.
Yeah.
And it looks like there might also be other products that come in that range that might not have limited edition packaging.
Yeah.
Hope they do, but, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, there's a few things. We're not quite sure of where it all belongs, but there's stuff coming out. There's also Strobe Tone Up Cushion SPF 50 cushion products.
Mm-hmm.
But people are suspecting that this might be Asian exclusive.
Right.
So this looks like it's like maybe a more of a highlighting strobing cushion product.
Yeah.
More popular in the Asian markets.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is sneak peeks from Dominique MUA. So it's like lip glosses, and I think it might be related to that sort of sweet collection, possibly, maybe not. But he did say that it's coming this summer and it's sweet and sticky. So
I just keep coming back to these macaroons. That's
like, yeah, I
want
to eat them.
The only thing I want. That's it. Fuck the makeup. Give me those macarons.
Yeah, I agree.
We've got something here from Model's Own. This is called the Cheat Day Eyeshadow Palette. It's an 8-pan eyeshadow palette with 16 colours.
Eyeshadows?
Yeah. So
I saw this as being 8-pan face palette.
I saw this as being a piece of shit.
Or 8 pans of nipples.
So the colour that's in the centre is supposed to be used in your crease. And the outer shade is to be used all over the lid as a base.
That, firstly, doesn't actually work logistically. It doesn't work if you look at the proportion of the colours in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And the colours don't even make sense. So you like have a shimmery pink and then you have a cream white in the crease.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. The only thing that's cool about this is the actual design of it, how it looks like donuts on the outside. Mm. Otherwise, I am not at all interested. It looks a bit better in these darker shades. In these darker sort of photos, the marketing photos look like blush palettes. Okay, we've got another brand exiting the Australian market. This is Morphe. A lot of people are sort of getting a bit like, oh, what's happening? It just means they're getting out of makeupnet.com.au, which has one standalone store. Mm. So there was only one store in all of Australia, in Essendon, Melbourne, that you could buy Morphe palettes. And I've heard that their customer service is a bit questionable. So not many people bought their Morphe stuff there anyway.
I've been into that store and shopped online, and half the time the shit's out of stock anyway. So
yeah, that's true. And like, you have to order it online anyway from the Morphe store or Beauty Bay that has free shipping. So this is not going to make a big deal. And I think Morphe are probably smart going, okay, when that's just an extra like hassle we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, and they'd have stats of how many, you know, products are shipped to Australia. So they're like, why stock it in a store that isn't selling them that well? But yeah, I've heard a few things about that store not being the best. So the only thing that was good for is that MakeupNet brought Morphe to IMATS.
Yeah.
But now Morphe might come by themselves. Who the hell knows? So you can still buy them online. It's just not from this particular Australian-based retailer, which no skin off my nose because I never ordered from them.
No.
And I have a lot of Morphe.
I mean, you can order from the Morphe website. They might even decrease their shipping over time.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe.
Physicians Formula have released a palette.
Or are releasing.
Or I think are releasing. It's not out yet. Anyway, it's a limited edition butter collection palette.
Yep. So this has, there's two shades. So a light medium and a medium dark one. So what varies is pretty much the bronzer shade and the blush shade. So these are sort of things that you can buy sort of individually anyway. And then both of the sets have the new highlighters. Mm-hmm. So these are limited edition highlighters. There's one in Full Moon. There's one in Galactic. And it also comes with a Butter Paradise Eau de Toilette.
Yeah.
So it is the scent, the tropical coconut scent in a fragrance, which makes me have anxiety because I actually bought one of those bronzers, loved the formula, could not use it because I hate of the smell. Scent.
Yeah.
It gives me a headache. So these are going to be really affordable. I think they're $11.88 US. But they're exclusive to Walmart. Mm. So, yeah, if you wanted them anywhere else, soz.
Interesting. Tom Ford. They are releasing Lip Lacquer Extremes. These look extreme. So there's 8 shades. We've got, like, reds, purples, pinks, and what looks to be, like, an orangey nude.
Mm-hmm.
$54 each, and they're currently available at Neiman Marcus.
Look, I'd swatch these, definitely.
Yeah.
But they'd need to be pretty fantastic for $54.
I wouldn't pay that much. I already know I wouldn't.
If it was a fantastic colour that I didn't, like that sort of colour there with the
purple.
With
sort of pinky
shift. I'm like, if that looked epic.
Yeah.
Okay. You've twisted my arm. Otherwise, I'll just go buy colours elsewhere.
Yeah. Too Faced, it looks like there's a new palette coming out.
Yeah.
So, there's not too much we can say here. It looks like there's a row up the top of circles and a row down the bottom of squares. Yeah. I don't know what they're trying to do.
I have no idea what the difference is.
If you look, you won't be able to see it very well, but I think this says circa 2008.
Yeah, or so, 2018.
Maybe.
So I think the one above might say circa maybe 2008, maybe 1998.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Who knows? So I think what they might be doing is having old favourites and maybe matching them with new favourites?
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. It's a bit bizarre.
It's interesting.
Mm.
And from Urban Decay, we've seen the All Nighter Waterproof Setting Powder.
Mm.
A weightless powder which instantly makes any foundation totally waterproof for a mattified complexion that lasts all day, blurs pores and imperfections, and blocks shine. So,
we'll see. I'm interested.
Yeah, I like the packaging. It looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Walmart, which we just spoke about, mm-hmm. where you can get your Physician's Formula butter thingy. Palette, that's the one. they're releasing, like, favourites boxes. So they've got Time for Eyes, which has a bunch of, like, eye-related things in it. There's Glow for It, which looks like it's all highlighting and also a little bit of, like, skin prep.
Yeah.
And then there's Latest in Lips, which has a bunch of lip products. I mean, they're $10.
Yeah. I think it's a smart move. I think so too. More kind of stores that have multiple brands should look at doing this kind of stuff.
I agree. I want Mecca to do this.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
All right, we've got something from Wet n Wild. This is their new summer collection, I believe, Flights of Fancy. So we can see they do these sort of big collections a couple of times a year.
Mm-hmm.
The last one that I was thinking of was that mermaid one.
Yes, they had it. It was like a dark style mermaid one, wasn't it?
So this includes 3 mega liners, 3 Color Icon eyeshadow quads, 5 Color Icon lip glosses, 3 Color Icon baked blushes, Photo Focus Primer Water, 2 Perfect Pout Lip Scrubs. So those are things in the pot. Looks like there's a citrus one and one called Pecker Up. Ooh, there you go. A Pro Line Blush Brush, 6 Mega Last Nail Colors. Or you can get it in a collection box where you get it all and it's $39.99, so you do save a bit of money. But yeah, interesting stuff. Limited edition packaging and a few new products thrown in there that I think haven't been seen before, like the lip scrubs, as far as I am aware. But I think the thing that people are most interested in are the blushes with the little bird on them.
The little hummingbird.
Yeah.
They look beautiful, don't they?
They look really high-end.
Yeah, they do. They look lovely. They're very Chantecaille-esque.
They are indeed.
Yeah.
They are indeed.
And I'm loving that Pecker Up name.
I want to know what that smells like. Oh,
pecker.
You know, pecker.
Is it good pecker or bad pecker? Because yeah. You could totally have both. And I am not talking about that type of pecker. I am, but...
All right, we're done. Right.
We're done.
Yeah. We're over. We need...
Birds.
A pecker. Whatever you interpret pecker up as, leave it as an emoji. If you think it's a fruit, if you think it's a bird, if you think it's a bit of a pecker...
Do they have a pecker?
Probably not. Isn't that just an eggplant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do what you need to do.
I wonder when eggplant became the accepted emoji for that. It's like, that's a very... You're being very kind in general.
Look, I do think that people were possibly exaggerating.
A little bit.
Maybe it was done to mock people.
Just
how
tip.
Was it? Oh, it was great. He had an eggplant. No, really, it was a baby corn.
Bark, bark. All right, so you've got your emoji and we're done. So we're going to go. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we'll see you on Monday
for updates.
Bye. Bye.